Now, will you notice verse 4, because we have here the sealing of prophecy. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, these prophecies were to be sealed under the time of the end. Now, this does not mean the end of time, but it refers to that definite period of time, which in Daniel is the 70th week. And in view of the fact that we are in that interval immediately preceding this period, it's difficult to know just how much we really understand today, to tell the truth. We find a great many men disagree today on these matters, and all of us are very dogmatic, but I'm of the opinion that none of us have all the information that will be opened up when it reaches this particular period. And that's the reason I think we need to keep our eyes upon one thing, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus. Keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are told that many shall run to and fro. And I personally believe that this means running up and down the Bible in the study of prophecy. Many shall search it through and through. And there is a study of prophecy being made today that we haven't had in the past. I think certain great doctrines are developed at particular periods in the history of the world. At the very beginning of the church, the doctrine of the inspiration of the Scriptures was pretty well established. The deity of Christ, redemption. Then as you move along in the history of the church, I think now we've moved into an orbit where there's more study of prophecy. And it says knowledge shall be increased. And I think it means knowledge of prophecy. It's true that knowledge has increased in every field today. But I'm trying to confine this to what I think primarily it refers to. And of course, men have sure been running to and fro. But I think it refers to the study of prophecy. Now we have in verse 5 here, let me begin reading there. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Now these verses return us to the vision of Daniel that he had seen at the beginning of chapter 10, the man clothed in linen. He was identified as the post-incarnate Christ, and two others join him here. One stands on one bank of the Tigris River and the other on the other. And to scatter the power of the holy people. That's a strange phrase. It may mean that the rebellion of Israel will have been finally broken by the end of the great tribulation period. And that there will be a great turning to God at that time. Which, by the way, we do not even see at this particular time. Now, verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Now, Daniel was a witness to this scene, and he says he did not understand what he heard. Now, Daniel was puzzled, and he wanted to know how all these things he had just witnessed would work out. Verse 9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Now, Daniel is reminded again that these things would take place in the time of the end and are temporarily sealed.